Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Story here from Fox News. The 10th victim has been recovered from Fox Hollow Farm, where suspected serial killer Herb Baumeister lived in Indiana. He died in 1996. The Hamilton County Coroner's Office said in a news release that the body found at Fox Hollow Farm in Westfield, Indiana, belongs to Daniel Thomas Halloran. According to Fox 59, Halloran was born in 1972. Officials are not sure when he died. Halloran is the 10th identified victim from Fox Hollow Farm, but investigators have tied Baumeister to at least 25 victims overall.
He lived on this $1 million 18-acre property known as Fox Hollow Farm with his wife and children. He would kill the men and then dispose of their remains on the vast grounds. And we figured this out during the break, Sam. It sort of started to unravel in the 90s when his son was out playing in the woods, found a human skull.
Totally normal.
And his dad was like, oh, my grandfather was an archaeologist, and that's from him. And police were like, we sure about that? They have since found more than 10,000 bone fragments.
I think I've actually heard about this case before. Did they close in on the property and
he took his own life.
Is that a fact?
He took his own life. But, you know, keep in mind, there are all of these men from around that time that went missing. And, you know, you had Jeffrey Dahmer, you had the I-70 serial killer, you had all of these really awful, evil people sort of operating in a vacuum at the time. They don't even know how many men and boys could be buried on that property. And someone lives there, Scott. I mean, I would not be able to live where something that, I mean, no way.
I certainly wouldn't go traipsing through the woods.
He would frequent gay bars in the Indianapolis area. He went by the name Brian Smart. That's what he would call himself, Brian Smart. His real name was Herb Baumeister.
Have you seen his photo, Sam?
Creepy.
Oh, it is so creepy. He looks like a very boring, quiet, like insurance salesman.
I was just going to say that.
Crappy tie.
I was just going to say that.
You know, accountant, maybe?
Yes, yes.
Fluffy hair.
And blended right in.
It says here, police identified Brian Smart as Herb Baumeister. Investigators approached him, told him he was a suspect in the disappearances of a number of men, asked to search his home. Both Baumeister and his wife, Julie, refused to allow a search of their property.
Uh-huh.
By June of 1996, however, Julie had become sufficiently frightened by her husband's erratic behavior and filed for divorce. She consented to a search. The search of the estate was conducted while Baumeister was on vacation. It turned up the remains of 11 men, 8 of whom have been identified.
They're asking any family members of males that went missing in the 1980s or 1990s to please come forward and submit DNA for genetic testing. They don't know who some of these victims were, Scott.
With a warrant out for his arrest, Baumeister fled to Ontario, Canada, where he committed suicide at Pinary Provisional Park on Lake Huron. by shooting himself in the head. Baumeister left a 3-page suicide note written on yellow notepaper. He regretted messing up the park and felt badly about his broken marriage and failing business, but he did not mention the remains of his victims or admit to any crime in his suicide note.
10,000 bone fragments.
Yeah, listen to this. Where is the new owner? In 2007, a man named Robert Graves. Oh God, really?
What?
Graves.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Bought Fox Hollow Farm and proceeded to move into what many say is a cursed house. Graves spoke about it as recent as 2022, following a renewed interest in identifying the bone fragments that were found scattered about the property. Again, there are 10,000 samples, many of which need to be identified. Quoting here from Mr. Graves, "We don't go looking for them, but they do turn up, and I take them to the University of Indianapolis when they do."
Somebody says there's an incredible documentary on. I'm looking that
up. It's a Hulu documentary. They're talking about it.
It's on Netflix, actually.
He says he's happy to help in any way he can. There's certainly a lot of families that don't have answers, and maybe with new technology, they can get some answers. There are a lot of guys out there still not identified. Now, look, you live on the killing grounds of the most notorious serial killer in Indianapolis, to this point, just Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Bones are routinely turning up. How do you live there? That is like that. That's like a gravesite for forgotten gay men in the 1980s and 1990s. I wouldn't be able to live there.
You're right. It's on Hulu. It's called the Fox Hollow Murders.
Oh.
Don't go morel hunting.
This is so sad. Listen to this.
And by the way, it just came out, 2025.
Yeah, that's why it's in the news again. According to WRTV in 1994, the families of two missing men hired a private investigator named Virgil Vandegrift to find their loved ones. Alan Wayne Broussard, 28 years old, Roger Allen Goodlett, 33, were last seen in Indianapolis in 1994. Vandegrift, the detective, knew they were gay men, so he started looking at local gay bars where he quickly learned all of these men were missing.
Was Baumeister gay, or did he have a
double beef? Life? Double life.
Okay.
Baumeister had a wife and children.
Right.
And the wife thought that he was a totally normal person.
Until I don't they know, Sam. He was bringing all of these men back to the house where he lured them back there.
Did she know that?
Well, probably not.
How do you not know that that's your own house?
It's a large estate.
I'm going out to the woods again. Don't ask any questions.
BTK?
BTK killed his victims off-site. This was at the house.
In the woods.
And if you have 18 acres, it's pretty common to go out into the woods again.
18 acres is a lot of property.
You would know. You're a farmer.
Listen to this. While investigating, this detective met Mark Goodyear, the only known survivor of this Baumeister serial killer. Mark Goodyear told him about an upsetting encounter he had with a man after going home with him. Goodyear said they met at a bar and went back to this guy's house in order to swim in his indoor pool. He said his name was Brian, but they later realized this was Baumeister.
Brian Smart.
The pool was made creepy by the fact that Baumeister had set up mannequins all around it. Goodyear told detectives they had been posed. One woman was in a dress reaching into a cabinet. One was a lifeguard. Several others were just posed around as if they were enjoying the day.
I know what I'm watching tonight.
Me too.
I
can't wait.
No way.
You have a sick, just like me.
The second you walk into someone's house with an indoor pool and there's weird mannequins posed all around, I'm out.
He's eccentric.
That reeks serial killer, and you know it.
Well, of course it does.
By the way, what was the first name of that Graves character?
I don't know. I stopped at Graves.
Robert.
What is short for Robert?
Bob.
Rob Graves.
Oh, God. That is also super unfortunate, Sam. You know, but at least Robert seems like a nice guy who's trying to help.
Would you buy property where there was a serial killing?
No!
Whatever became of John E. Robinson's properties?
Oh, I can't imagine anyone still lives out there. Maybe. It was a lot of farmland.
What about his house in Olathe?
Oh, God, Scott, I don't know. I wouldn't want to live anywhere where people drove by slowly and pointed.
Who was the guy in Kansas City, Missouri?
Bizarre. Bob's Bizarre. Bizarre.
Bob, what was his last name?
You know.
Oh, my gosh.
You're
onto it.
Burdetta. Yeah, you know. Tell us on the text line.
Burdella?
Burdella.
Yes.
Thank you.
His house was torn down, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they tore that house down.
They tore that house down. Bob Burdell, that's right. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. She is Dana Wright. That young man over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.